things to be done. We spent a lot of time last night.
We did. And, you know, when we talk about the streets and the bridges and everything else like that, that was well over 40% of what's outlined for the monies from these two things to go to, if I understood Mr. Seamers correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, the numbers are staggering to replace, and it varies a bit. Bridges are amazingly expensive, and several of those to do. But just a street to tear it out and completely replace it can run $1 million a mile. Well, we have 500 lane miles. You can do the math. But some you repair, some you replace, just different things. Trying to get all of that updated, and it does consume the lion's share.
I understand we're looking at Tuxedo Boulevard with a couple of the bridges, a couple of issues there. Those bridges have been around a while, and from time to time, bridges take some wear and tear, especially when you have floods around them.
Well, that, the weather, this kind of weather, bridges are the first place that are going to ice, so they have to be sanded or salted, mainly sand, but that wears and tears on the bridge as well as providing safety for the vehicles. But the day does come that those have to be dealt with. And that's big parts of this budget, several million dollars.
We also were treated to a laundry list of things with building and facilities. And when you think about, your city government, yeah, we've got some buildings. Yes, we've got a lot of facilities. Mm-hmm. And you know what? A lot of people use them. And when that happens, well, maintenance, and sometimes you just have to get some new stuff.
Well, and you don't think about it until the roof leaks or the water pipe breaks or the windows won't open. Mm-hmm. And the city has tried to be very proactive and anticipate, but we never get, again, $100 million worth of items. We never get all of them done. But different roofs, vehicles, it does little good to have a fire department or a police department if they don't have good transportation that's dependable.
Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about equipment last night in the meeting, I had no idea that we had some fire equipment that dated back to 1975, and it wasn't in a museum. It's actually being used.
It is. Fire equipment is kind of unusual in the sense that, one, it's very expensive and very specialized.
Yeah.
It has to perform when you roll out of the station. On the other hand, you might not use a ladder truck every day. Hopefully not every day or every week. So sometimes years can go by, and they may not have, in terms of mileage, the way we'd look at our car or truck, a lot of miles, but they're put into pretty extreme situations, and they have to be dependable. But some of the equipment is many years old.
Wow, that is just amazing. Now, parks and recreation, there's a lot of discussion about that.
That usually garners the most discussion. Very few times will we disagree that that bridge or street that a 20, 30-year-old fire truck needs to have attention. But when we get into this park, should we put up that fence? What about those lights? Does this really need to be upgraded? How many people play that sport or this sport? And I think more and more, we spent a lot of time in the last 10 years talking about what is called, in an overarching description, quality of life issues.
Sure, sure.
So I suppose you could say you don't have to have a golf course, you don't have to have a ball field, you don't have to have lighted soccer fields, you do probably want water and those fundamentals. On the other hand, quality of life, people don't want to just work and go home, they like to get out, their kids like to do things, and it's important to the community, and we have put a lot of focus in that, and there was a lot of discussion, you can see a lot of passion.
Oh, indeed, a sport that I'm only vaguely familiar with, called pickleball. And
pickleball.
It sounds like a funny name, but this is a sport that many people with whom I've spoken, they absolutely love this game. They get great exercise from it, but I don't know many. But the ones that I've spoken to, they are passionate about this.
People are excited about it. I don't think it involves a pickle, so I don't know exactly where the name came from. But no, folks have told me that if you played tennis, there comes a time perhaps when your knees and things won't support that kind of activity. And pickleball is apparently a slightly, in terms of strenuous activity, scaled back. Mm-hmm. The games go a bit faster, so more people get to play. Also, the courts are considerably smaller, so that where I'm doing this, if this is wrong, it's my fault, but one tennis court would support four pickleball courts. So more people can play in a given space. That is growing. As you recall, I know you were there for the inaugural cricket tournament.
That's a pretty nice little park we've got down there.
That's another one that is growing in popularity. So things come and go. We've talked about, in our day, perhaps baseball was the dominant sport. Now we have soccer and cricket and pickleball and so many other things. Mm-hmm. Of course, golf has been around for a long time. So you do see a lot of interest in the quality of life, the parks issues, and I think that's deserved. Something Bartlesville is known for. Mm-hmm. We try to maintain a high quality of life. But there's a lot of discussion as we take limited dollars and try to decide where best to invest those.
Now, I got a kick out of Councilor Stewart because he's a numbers guy.
He's an accountant. He loves numbers. His most exciting thing, people were talking, well, I've got to go work on these. I get to go work on this.
But he was having a great deal of fun last night analyzing what the council had before them. And, I was listening to him. There were a lot of different ways that maybe things could get moved. But I want to go back a little bit to talk about the differences between the GO bond and the capital improvement, the half-cent sales tax thing. As we spoke last night after the meeting with the GO bond, it what you see is what you get, pretty much.
Yeah. GO bonds, general obligation bonds, we throw around all this terminology, and perhaps not everyone's familiar with it. But general obligation bonds are approved by the voters, and that's something that's important. Committees, the city council does not make that decision. Mm-hmm. We come up with what we feel are the most important or the most desirable projects. We come up with estimates that we feel are rational and accurate. And then we go to the voters and say, this is what we propose. Do you agree? Do you approve? And if they do, then we will issue general obligation bonds, basically loans, mm-hmm. notes, that have had amazingly low interest in the last decade. But we use those. Those are funded through ad valorem, property tax. The city council has always worked to keep it about a 15 mil levy. It's been that for decades. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't change. Now, people say my taxes changed. Well, perhaps the valuation went up, and that's something that's beyond our control. But our part of 15 mils, but now the rest of that would be the county, the schools. There's a variety of ad valorem assessed. But we strive to stay at 15 mils and really are usually very, very close to that. So that is one function. Well, property values aren't going to change in the next year or 10 years. They're going to stay pretty constant. Now, we may have new construction. There may be reassessments. But you can pretty much count on a fixed amount of money on any given year. So it makes it much easier to budget. Therefore, when we say we have this many dollars, there's confidence that that's going to happen. Now, even then, we do what's called 70% projects. What we don't know is 2 years from now, we've been fortunate in the past, but if inflation begins to happen, we may not be able to do all those projects because we thought it was going to be $100,000, but it became $120,000 with inflation. Well, something has to give. The voters approved a fixed amount of money, so we do a 70% that are the projects that we promised to do. Then mm-hmm. we have the 30% contingency that we plan to do if funding provides. Now, for many, many years, we've done all of those. It's not been a problem, but that's the reason that that's done that way, and that's by state statute. On the other side is a thing called CIP, Capital Improvement Projects or Capital Improvement Plan. That is funded with a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. It's been around for many years. It comes up every 3, 5, 7 years. The last one was 7 years that the voters approve an extension of that. And that is used, as the name implies, for capital projects. And there's quite a long list of those. That one's a little trickier because, as you know, Tom, sales tax can go up or down.
Oh, yeah.
The economy.
We've seen it.
So many things that drive that. And that's beyond our control. So when we budget that, they look back and they say, well, it has been. And we really, there's a little bit of crystal ball gazing goes on, but we anticipate this, and then we've always been conservative. And we think that it will bring in about this much. But that could change. We might think we'll get a certain amount this year, and it's more, or it's less. And then next year it goes up or down. So it's a little tricky on the CIP part, but we are not required to do this, but we practice it where we still do the 70% projects. We think, one, that eliminates or minimizes confusion. The voters see the same thing on the GO bond that they see on CIP. It also makes planning. When push comes to shove, if we don't have enough money, these 70% projects, although they're not mandated by statute, it's been the practice of the city to do that. And I think it provides a continuity that people appreciate.
Very good. Now, some of the discussion last night came about with the pickleball. We talked about that a little bit. Basketball was another thing in the Oak Park neighborhood. But we also looked at things like the community center and Civitan Park. These were things that were kind of close to many of the aldermen, depending on which one you spoke to.
That is. And it's, again, something that people say, I do go there, I don't go there. Civitan Park, which is on Silver Lake Road, just south of the intersection where the Lowe's is, has been a very popular park. You hardly ever go back there. This morning could be an exception, but you hardly ever go by there that there's not someone there. Mm-hmm. And the kids seem to like it, especially the younger kids. The question came up right next to that, Silver Lake Road. The speed limit is 50 miles per hour. You just don't know. You turn your back on a little one and they dart off. So putting up a berm, a swale, whatever word, a rise with a fence to protect and keep the kids on one side and the vehicles on the other is a project that has gathered interest. I think it's something that several of the council members would like to do. The community center is a little different situation. It is somewhat self, I don't want to use the word autonomous, but it's self-directing and they do a great job. They have their own community center trust authority. They have their own staffing. And it's a tremendous facility. But there are some projects that's just not been within their scope to do. The roof, that curved, really unique roof at the community center was one that several years ago, we knew it needed to be replaced. People forget that center was put up in the early 80s.
Mm.
So we're coming up on 40 years. Well, your house in 40 years needs a roof. It needs the concrete drive or the sidewalks repaired. So those things can be quite large, and they have done a tremendous job of long-range planning. They have a strategic plan that goes out to 12 or 13 different things that they anticipate over the next 5 years mm-hmm. need to be addressed. So last night, we did spend a fair amount of time talking about the priorities. One of them that I think came to the surface that there's not a lot of disagreement is in today's world, an enhanced security system for that center. There's so many people that go through there. It gets a lot of use. That would be good. There's some other items on their list. The stage refurbishment, the big speakers. You might not see them, but you are aware that they're there.
Oh, yeah, you're aware.
People that come from out of town, people in the profession, will tell you that that center for a town this size is a world class in terms of the acoustics, in terms of everything about it. It's just an amazing resource and asset. So we looked at what might we do, because one of the discussions apparently, in the original conceptual drawings, there was one that showed the west wall of that, which, if you're familiar with that center where the community room is, lots of meetings there, would be glass as opposed to the solid wall that it is. And then people on the inside could see out. The concern was that structurally, we need to look at, you don't just take a wall and put in a window until you know about the structural support. That building's unusual in every single way. Then also glass, there's a lot of advances in glass, but would there be a gain in the heat? You know, how do we air condition that when it's full of people? The light, how do we do presentations and things that go on there? So there's just some concerns there. But I think that what the end result was that the community center's trust authority had a long-range planning meeting and decided that these other things, some of them on the list for a decade, really needed to happen perhaps a bit more. Everybody loves the concept, but I think in reality, when you have to pick and choose, and that's what it always comes down to, that they would prefer to do some of these other long-range plans mm-hmm. prior to that and try to learn more about it before acting. So that's another topic that we spent a lot of time discussing.
Well, our time is just about out. I hate to say it because, you know, this is a very important thing. Now, once again, we're going to have a meeting. It's called a continuance, because we never really adjourned last night.
And that may change. We've talked about whether we can do that. The reason for that, uh-huh. under state law, open meetings, we have to announce and put up a deal 48 hours before. And had we planned to meet tonight, we could have done a continuance. The plan at this point is to meet next Monday, so it's quite likely we'll just go ahead and post an agenda and do a traditional meeting. But, yes, we also discussed that. We always want to stay within the rules and the guidelines that we're placed under by the state. Transparency and openness. We have people come and speak. I wish more people did that, take an interest. But we have folks come and speak, and so we want everyone to be aware of what's happening, when it's happening, what it is we're going to discuss.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Copeland, as always, it's great to have you on board today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Be safe out there. I can't say that everybody else is driving safely. Take it easy. All right, that's a look at our community.